So Jesus and his followers were headed to Jerusalem. And when they got there, they started going to the temple every day. And there were big crowds that gathered there, and Jesus would teach the crowds on all kind of different topics. And the crowds just loved Jesus. They loved being with him, and they hung on every word that he said. But as you know, the religious leaders did not like Jesus, and they were looking for a way to get rid of him, to have him killed. But they didn't have a good way to do it because the crowds just loved him, and Jesus was almost always with the crowds. But they got their opportunity one evening, and so they arrested him and brought him to a meeting of the religious council. And at that meeting, they put him on trial. And they brought in people to give testimony against him. But they couldn't even find two people that would tell the same lie about Jesus so that they could have him punished. The best that they could come up with was two people that said, "We heard this man say that he could destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days." So all through this trial, Jesus did not say a word. He didn't open his mouth even once. And so the head of the religious council turned to him and he said, "Why are you not answering any of these allegations? How come you're not defending yourself? Say something." And see, Jesus still did not say anything. And so then the guy said, "I demand in the name of the living God that you tell us whether or not you're the promised king." And Jesus said, "Yes, it's as you have said. And you will see me seated at the right hand of God in the seat of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Well, when the guy heard that, he tore his clothes in disgust and he said, "We don't need to have any more witnesses. This man has incriminated himself." And then he turned to the other people that were there and he said, "What do you say we should do with him?" And they said, "Kill him. Execute him. That man deserves to die." And so that whole trial happened one evening, and they held on to Jesus through that night and then gathered together again the next morning to decide how they were going to do it. And they decided that their best bet was to try to get the Romans to kill Jesus. So they took Jesus and handed him over to the Roman governor and made all the accusations against him. And a big crowd had gathered to see what was going to happen with Jesus. And the religious leaders stirred up the crowd so much that they demanded for Jesus's death. And so the Roman governor, after some time, the Roman governor finally gave in and gave orders for Jesus to be whipped and then led away to be executed.